This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. New unemployment claims have broken records in Colorado. Preliminary figures show that 45,000 people filed claims so far this week. That's doubled from last week and more than five times the number from Colorado's worst week of the Great Recession. The latest numbers could go higher. A statewide stay-at-home order is likely to close more businesses. Nationwide, Americans filed more than 3 million new unemployment claims. Enforcement of the governor's stay-at-home order has been minimal. Police are focusing on educating people on what's not allowed. Here's CPR.
You can take a walk in your neighborhood, but you can't shake your neighbor's hand. Cross-country skiing, that's allowed. Downhill skiing, no. The responsibility of policing these profound shifts in the way we live falls on local law enforcement. And at least so far, Coloradans are taking the state and local orders seriously. Police departments and sheriff's offices report only minor violations, and officers are focusing on explaining the new rules rather than arrests and citations. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
The Colorado Department of Transportation will open U.S. Highway 36 between Lyons and Estes Park more than a week ahead of schedule. The highway was closed to place a drainage system under the road after damage from the floods in 2013. CDOT says crews finished early because of lower traffic counts, good weather, and around-the-clock work. Construction along U.S. 36 will continue through early next year, but the stretch of roadway could reopen as early as Friday. Colorado weather has rain and snow today, then sunnier skies around the Denver area and Colorado Springs for the weekend. This is CPR News.